like I said, I always love a road trip. Ran the little Ford Raptor down to Tucson this week. Folks, if you're looking for a new vehicle or a great certified used vehicle, you know what Labor Day means. It means Sanderson's Labor Day sales event going on through September 6th. I'm talking about 2021 Ford F-150s with 0% interest for 72 months. Free money for 6 years to put yourself in a brand new 2021 Ford F-150 or an Escape or an Edge or an Explorer.
How about an Expedition?
Yeah.
You know, you do that to me every time, but it is the most amazing car. It has every configuration. I can lay the entire back down and load it all full of stuff for camping or grandkids or ministry, whatever. It's always full of stuff. I had people walk by yesterday and go, wow, look at that space in there. And then I can put all the seats up, and what is it, seat 8?
I'm surprised
it's
they
amazing.
Didn't jump in and go, can you give me a ride?
Well, yeah.
And I have had that car since, what, 07?
Versions of it. I think that one.
Oh, I think this one's
14. 15 or 16.
Anyway, not a trouble with it. Love it. Love it, love it.
She likes the Expedition a lot more than that 15-passenger van she drove for 20 years.
I just love it. I can do anything in it. And it's got a little step, so when I pick up Mom, she can just hop on that little step and get in. It's four-wheel drive. It hauls my horses. Oh, my gosh. It's the best vehicle ever.
Yeah, yeah. You talk about that vehicle more than any other vehicle I've ever put you in. That's for sure. So that's Jennifer's Expedition. How about take a look at the new Bronco Sporter, the Ranger, or the Maverick, or the Mach-E? All headline-winning, headline-owning, headline-grabbing vehicles being produced by Ford Motor Company right now. And they're all available at America's number one award-winning dealership that's located right here in our community. They support our community, and they're like shopping with family. And that's, of course, Sanderson Ford. Labor Day sales event going through September 6th. Now just remember, Sanderson is always closed on Sunday. So
I'm trying to muscle up these bugs here.
Oh yeah.
We're waiting for our buzzes.
God. I think they're scared.
They are. Oh, gosh.
I think they're scared we're gonna kill them.
We're talking bugs right now. And I'd like to repeat my invitation.
We're getting some good feedback here.
We have this ability, even today, you can text us your answer. We're trying to find what works on your back patio in this heavy, moisture-laden time of year where you can sit outside and not be eaten by the mosquitoes. And we've got a segment here that we've invited Blue Sky Pest Control in to talk about things you can do to control the insects in, about, and around your house. But right now, we're looking for your ideas. Any little contraption that you get from Bass Pro Shop or Sportsman's Warehouse or wherever it is, Cabela's, something that works to eliminate mosquitoes in your immediate environment. We'd like to know about it, and we'll take everyone that sends us a text to 411-923, put your name in a hat, and two of you will win tickets to join us at a Diamondbacks game in the suite September
20th, 6:40 on a Monday night.
There you go. So send us your ideas. Let's bring in the boys from Blue Sky right now and talk about pests and avoiding the nasty ones you don't want at your house.
Continuing our conversation about outdoor wildlife, we have a little bit of a different spin this segment to talk about it, as we've got, you know, maybe we've got our tortoise habitat done, we've got our hummingbird feeders out, we've got plants for pollinators, we've got bird blocks, we're bringing in quail to enjoy, you know, the great natural outdoor beauty right in our backyard. But what about having to swat insects and mosquitoes? And man, with the amount of rain we've had, the bugs are out. We've got Nathan and Curtis from Blue Sky Pest Control joining us this segment. How do we kill all the wildlife we don't want, like insects, mosquitoes, bugs, termites? And I'm sure you guys have just been absolutely busy with the amount of rain.
It has absolutely been busy, that's for sure, Romy.
Well, let's start first with the mosquitoes, because we don't get a lot of those in Arizona.
And actually, mosquitoes are pretty prevalent here in Arizona, more so than people realize. Kind of a myth. They're like, oh, we're in the desert. It's like, well, it doesn't matter. We have so many man-made water sources that we've created with sprinklers and drip systems. And when people leave stuff in their yard that can catch water during either your sprinklers going off or a rain event, sources for mosquitoes to lay eggs.
And so do we combat them?
The things that homeowners can do, the first thing they can do is to think about if there's any standing water in their yard that can be a little bit of puddling. And it doesn't even need to be a whole lot of a puddle. Sometimes you may not even recognize it. Toys in the yard or water feature that is not circulating water, that can also be a classic place that a lot of mosquito larvae are going to be in and just go crazy.
That's great for preventative. What about once they've already hatched and you've got them in your backyard?
So we have a mosquito control program that we can go treat under the eaves as well as under certain vegetation areas. If somebody chooses to do this, if they do have like turtles or tortoises or different things, there's some specific precautions that you take those places where that wildlife is going to roam free. That is not going to eliminate the mosquitoes, but it can definitely knock down a ton because people have to be mindful that mosquitoes are flying insects. And we have three or four different types of mosquitoes here. Some fly further than others. Others, dirty water to be in. Some of the mosquitoes like clean water. So there's a number of different things. So as you do these treatments, it can knock them down a ton, but it's going to be mosquito control. It can make a huge difference. With mosquitoes flying in from your next door neighbor's yard or a park next door or a green belt that's not being treated properly or has standing water, that can structurally create a lot of challenges for a homeowner.
Often when we say you got to look for standing water and eliminate it, it's really easy to miss a lot of different examples of that people don't even realize. I have a tile over my back patio and then we have some drains to drain the water off. Well, in that little drain, it has a 2-inch little grate on top of it down in the pipes. That's enough for hundreds of mosquitoes, larvae, to be in there. Also, the valve boxes for the sprinkler systems, there's usually a hole in the top of the lid. Water can fill up in there after a large rain event, and all of a sudden there can be thousands of mosquito larvae in there. Or I had a little receptacle on the side of my house. It was just a little bucket. It had filled with a couple inches of water, and there was hundreds and hundreds of mosquito larvae in there.
You know, the source can be different places. And like with flies, for example, if you have animals in your backyard or if you have animal feces, garbage can, you want to make sure is sanitized to where it's not an attractant to flies. So when we look at pest control, Romy, we're not just looking to apply a product. We're also looking to see what else is going on in the property that we can eliminate to control. And so there's multiple types of control. So there's sanitation, that's a type of control. And there's habitat and harvest modification. So that's reducing water. That's a type of control. And putting a screen door to not let them get into the inside of the home. That's a physical control. And closing an Arizona room where you can still enjoy the back porch without having to have, these different flying insects come in. That's a type of physical control. But, most people don't do that here.
And the other thing that's helpful too, Romy, is we don't look at all of them the same. There's a lot of insects that are very beneficial. When we talk about targeted treatments, you don't want to kill everything.
There are good insects and there are bad insects, just like there's good and bad snakes.
And like you even said, pollinators with bees, bees are super beneficial. One of the challenges with bees is that, we deal with killer bees here, Africanized bees, basically 99% of the time. And so they're beneficial, but we have to obviously make sure that they're not getting by people where it could potentially cause harm inadvertently.
Them flying around pollinating, they're not really that dangerous. As long as you don't bug them, bees aren't going to really mess with you. Where it becomes dangerous, Africanized bee chooses to make their hive or nest somewhere on your property. That's where it can be dangerous. So the hive, they're very protective of that. So much more aggressive. That's why it's just a much more dangerous bee than other bees.
And so with mosquitoes are a huge vector of disease. Here in Arizona, St. Louis encephalitis and West Nile virus is transmitted every year. Vectored by mosquitoes are a challenge. And I'll give a shout out to the Maricopa County Vector Control. They do a great job.
Very good. And anything else as we wrap up this segment that people are seeing? I see a lot of ants every time it rains. What else do we need to be looking for?
ants are very prevalent this time of year, especially after the rains, because their nests get disturbed and washed away. And so then they get really active trying to build their nests. And so you see a lot more activity when they've been disrupted like that. A lot of times they need more food. And so they're sending out more workers than normal. But then also termites, you know, sometimes people think, oh, termites, we're in Arizona, we're in the desert, it can't be that big of a problem. We're actually one of the top five states in the country for the amount of termite treatments that are done every year, because subterranean termites here in Arizona are so prevalent and they can do a lot of damage.
And I've read reports of any given acre can have up to 13 colonies, and every colony of termites can have at least 1 million.
So species we have here, the experts say that there can be more than 15 colonies per acre here in Arizona in some instances.
And if I see them out away from the house, do I need to worry about them or leave them alone?
It actually depends on the species.
Okay.
We do have a couple different species of termites here. We offer free inspections for people. Some species that are out, like, mainly mess with, like, trees and dead bushes and stuff like that. Those you typically won't infest a structure, but it's important to know the difference.
Nathan and Curtis from Blue Sky Pest Control joining us this segment. And to get a free inspection, what would be the best way to start?
They can just call our office, Blue Sky Pest Control, at 480-635-8492.
Or you can also visit us at our website, blueskypest.com, and you can go to contact us, fill out a web form, and we can have one of our staff members reach out to schedule a time where we can come out to do one of those inspections.
That was really some great helpful information. And our texters have some other ideas as well. Some kind of common, I've heard fans several times, use a fan, use circulating air. One, and that kind of helps, but I like the one guy said, how about one of those like industrial fans that's kind of low to the ground, like our big ass fan.
Well,
we love that one.
Well, like my grandfather, Raymond Saunier in Louisiana, he took a propeller off a Beechcraft King Air, attach it to an electric motor, and mounted it on his back patio.
Well, that way you blow your guest off, too.
Gary, we have family videos, Super 8 videos, of my cousins at 6 and 8 and 9 months old literally walking in front of that thing and being knocked over. But we weren't getting carried away by mosquitoes. It's like, you know, the prop wash of a Beechcraft King Air. It was hilarious.
Oh, Mila.
Oh, man, Chad, I'll tell you that right now. It blew them mosquitoes right down to the next parish.
Well, I do have one more good resource for you. So when we come back, I'll give that to you.